Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, indeed. Good day means good news. And it's not as easy to pluck this out of the stars as you'd like to think it was. Anyway, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's a unique collaboration, Jay, between a couple of organizations out in San Diego. They have reached a milestone in providing food and employment for those who need it the most.
Mm-hmm.
They rescue perfectly viable food that would otherwise end up in a landfill while serving up sort of a creative model that could be replicated in a lot of places all around the country. This is the amount of food in our farm food and family segment on the program every day. We are focusing more on local food, local sources, and suggesting that you go to whatever lengths you have to find local food, because that's where it's going to be. That's what the future is going to be in. And trying to revitalize. If you drive across, I do a lot of in the spring and in the fall when I'm procuring various things for my farm, I do a lot of traveling. A couple of weeks ago, I traveled through New York State and down into Pennsylvania for a couple of days to pick up some things that I'd bought at auctions here and there. And I said this when I went through upstate New York a couple of months ago. The decaying buildings and the infrastructure on farms, especially if they're dairy farms, but just farming in general. We have so much land that's not being used now for growing food. We become so dependent on foreign sources of food or huge conglomerates growing food. I used Driscoll as an example of one company that controls pretty much all of the fruit market. There are exceptions, but they really have control. They've gotten control of the berry market. Strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and they've had a huge impact on what is available for people to buy, use, and enjoy. Well, so that's the case pretty much everywhere where we see not only the land not being used, but the status, the buildings and the farms that would have been 40, 50, 60 years ago beautiful across the fruited plain, if you will. And now there are so many of them that are dilapidated. Anyway, so this is the story of the Lucky Duck Foundation. So what is this is a very good model, actually. As I said, maybe this can be done elsewhere. It's not just San Diego. But they pick up the food before it's wasted. There's so many stupid rules and laws now.
Everyone's a
couple of weeks ago?
Afraid of being sued somebody were to get sick from food. But, yeah, this is a partnership between the Lucky Duck Foundation, the Salvation Army, and Feeding San Diego. So you have people of the homeless community who have signed up to, they're trained and they become drivers to go pick up food, bring it back, and this whole initiative actually reached a really cool milestone. They saved more than 500,000 pounds of food so far just this month, and people who are participating, members of the Salvation Army residents who are participating in this program, have secured full-time employment.
So that's cool.
Yeah, this is fantastic. And there's a lot of other organizations. I know in Tennessee there's an organization called Project 615, and they teach members of the homeless community how to screen print, T-shirt screen printing.
Yeah.
And not only do they learn a trade, but there's so much more involved in what these members are learning, and they can become functioning members of society again. They get full-time jobs. They get homes. They remain in their homes. And it's a whole conversation of not just the quick fix, but the long-term commitment.
So there are people who have been homeless for a long time that have gotten involved in this as a job, picking up from grocery stores, from Costco, from Starbucks, from Amazon warehouses. Who buys food through Amazon? What are you, nuts?
Oh, Amazon partners with a lot of different companies, like Whole Foods. People love Whole Foods. You can get organic stuff from Whole Foods, and there's actually Amazon delivery service that will go to Whole Foods and pick up your order and deliver it to you. But again, I think something we keep saying, though, go to your local farmers. Please go to your farmers markets. The food is delicious.
Find the farmers.
It's fantastic, and you're supporting people in your community.
All right, so this is an interesting bit of good news. The new drones that have been developed to swallow the plastic waste going down rivers and tributaries before it gets to the ocean. There's a company called Ran Marine. It's developed a floating drone that gobbles up 160 liters of waste. Is this an hour or a day? I don't know what's it probably doesn't make any difference. It's called the Waste Shark.
Yeah. This thing is really cool. It's modeled after a whale shark. Mm-hmm. And it captures this trash in a tray between its two pontoons. And then it will...
Sucks it up.
And it will then go, like, once it detects trash. And so anything that's not trash, it knows to stay away from it and not take it in. But then any time the drone is filled, it steers back to the water's edge, and the tray can be easily removed and emptied into a larger receptacle.
The sign of the times, understanding that there is a need for this, it would be better if people understood how bad it was in the first place for them to discard things, just toss it here and there. I find myself cleaning up a lot.
And these things hold 160 liters of waste before they need to go be emptied, before it makes its way back to the shore to be emptied.
That'll be a story I'm sure that will show up in our Good Day download. You can every day, you can keep up with us through the course of the day, because the program in its entirety airs, it recycles all day, every day at DougStephan.com. The Good Day download, which is our podcast, has bits and pieces of the program, the essence of the program, our thoughts and how we relay this is in a 15, 20-minute bit. We have the most recent Good Day download focusing on aardvarks. Let's hear it for the aardvark. A lot of activity in San Diego. Also, some stuff about bullies. I just find this disturbing, distracting. Anyway, you'll find all the stuff that you need to know about what we've talked about through the course of the day on our podcast. Follow us. You can get the podcast at gooddayshow.com, and you can follow us on social media. We have questions there about the nuance of Roe v. Wade. I want to talk about the court in a second. So what happens now is the question a lot of people are asking. We'll get to that after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calling all dinosaur fans. Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. and that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Nothing worse than interrupting a woman who's doing a commercial, right? 16 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Looking, as I look around, how quickly headlines change. Toward the end of last week, I saw something that I kind of identified with, in a sense. I am a libertarian. I don't like to vote for parties. I just vote for issues and for people. So that's not the rule of thumb, however. Our country has seen millions of people this year switch to the Republican side because the Democrats are doing such a terrible job in the House and in the Senate and in the presidency. Horrible. So now, all of a sudden, with the advent of the decision on Roe v. Wade, this groundswell, especially with women, stops in its tracks. Because women your age, Jay, younger and older, but your age, women who feel, whether they understand the real issue here or not, they feel like they've been attacked, mm-hmm. that their bodies have been, that their rights have been attacked. And I think you'll see a wholesale shift back to, especially among women. The women and men who are activists, there have been more of that in the Republican Party of late than there has been in the Democrat. The average Democrat is just, okay, so I'm a Democrat. The average Republican, yeah, I'm a Republican. That's the way it has been. But I think you're going to find that a whole lot of things where the Republicans, it was theirs, the election, the midterm election in November was theirs to lose. This decision, I think, will cause them to lose, not to gain. That's just my read of it. Talking to people who are in my circle, my age and younger, I just don't see the Republicans coming out of this well, frankly. And then, go ahead.
I think it really depends on what, speaking specifically on Republicans, what the stance on Roe v. Wade was or is. Because if you believe in pro-life and you feel that you're protecting this unborn child and the fact that they don't get to have a choice, that's a very strong feeling. And anybody feeling that way feels right in their opinion and likely very, very proud of this. And on the flip side, any Republican who does not believe in this, maybe they wouldn't choose to have an abortion themselves, but they believe in a woman's right to choose, are probably very disgusted by this. And likewise, mm-hmm. I'm sure there are some Democrats who are supporting this decision from the Supreme Court, just as there's probably a lot,
the blue dog
a
Democrats.
Lot of Democrats. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. Especially a lot of Democrats who are against it.
Here's Representative Congresswoman Mary Miller from Illinois, who at a rally on Saturday thanked Trump for creating a Supreme Court and suggesting that the decision was a victory for white life. Anybody who says something that stupid in this day and age, it's just, I don't get it.
That is so much she wrong. Has, that is so cringe.
She says she misread her prepared remarks. Maybe she did. But the fact that there's even
Do we call
there,
that a Freudian slip?
Maybe, yeah. It is oftentimes we say what we're thinking. She also last year quoted Adolf Hitler in some...
So she's on brand with herself. Then.
Well, she was talking about January 6th and... then she apologized for having said that. She's always saying something and then she apologizes. It's kind of like being in court and the witness of the lawyer for the defense looks at the jury and says something and then he says, withdrawn, like he's already dropped it. It's there. You know, it's there for you.
Oh,
and the judge says, you'll disregard those comments. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, right. 21 after the hour.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with celebrity gossip, getting away from some of the reactions on social media to Roe v. Wade. Here's something kind of nice to consider when you think about people who give back, who do good things. I always think of Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal donated now $50,000 from his appearance in Buffalo to aid the families of those shooting victims. He was doing some DJing, is he? I didn't realize that he does that sort of thing.
Yeah, DJ Diesel. Yeah. That's his name. And he was making his rounds on tour. And he actually was hesitant to go to Buffalo, just given everything that had been happening. But he was like, you know what? This show's probably just as important to everybody else as it is to them. And let's do it. Let's go. And before his appearance, he actually met with the widow and son of Aaron Salter Jr. That's the retired police officer who was shot and killed while heroically trying to stop the gunman at the top supermarket in Buffalo. And so after Shaq met with them, he decided, you know what? I'm getting paid $50,000 for this appearance. You get it. And he donated 100% of what he was supposed to be making, that $50,000, to the retired police officer's widow and son.
So when something like this comes to the surface, the information, is it because, in this case, the star makes it known, or somebody who's a recipient? I always wonder sometimes when you hear somebody gives $1 million to this, and then their publicist goes online and says, here's what my client just gave to blah, blah, blah. And then the others who don't want to be known, I think it has more merit. It's still good.
Yeah. Look at Taylor Swift. She has done so much philanthropy, of which most of it continues to go unknown.
Quiet.
But I think a lot of times when celebrities do this, and it is somebody, whether it's the publicist or the people on the receiving end of the donation or whatever kind gesture, or somebody who just found out about it, talks about it, and then all of the news outlets go to that person and they're like, hey, did you do this? And then at that point, they're willing to comment on it. Like, did you hear about the gentleman who was the Burger King at an airport in Vegas? The employee, he'd been there for 27 years, never missed a day, and his thank you was basically this grab bag, like this goodie bag of pencils and some little candies and stuff, and he was kind of like really disappointed by it, but at the same time grateful for the acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. Well, his daughter sets up a 50 GoFundMe account, and in his honor, he gets like over 50,000 donations coming in, but also David Spade, who he wasn't announcing this himself, but people found out about it, and then he commented. But David Spade was one of the first people who was heard about the story and was like, that's not okay. I'm going to make a donation to you. Like, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of money. And gave him a couple $1,000s.
Yeah. So?
Just because he's like 27 years, never missing a day. You deserve something other than some stuff that probably was just laying around.
You deserve a break today. Give him a gift certificate to McDonald's. There we go. How'd that be? Congratulations.
Okay, that's good.
Here's Sarah Jessica Parker, who's letting her hair go gray. Andy McDowell. Didn't we were talking about Andy McDowell last week, let her hair go gray.
She's refusing to diet. And, well, yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker, what was it, last fall or whatever, when she was seen out having dinner with a friend, Andy Cohen, and people were talking about how, oh, my goodness, she's going gray. And her whole thing is she doesn't want people to tell her she's brave. She doesn't want people to call her brave for going gray. And just like her whole thing was, how about
she's 57.
She's like, how about we talk about people who actually are brave for doing something, going gray is
important.
Not something that's brave. Yeah, uh-huh. And also, why is it women are always told that they're brave for aging gracefully when men are? It's not even a comment. Like Andy Cohen has been gray for how long? And that's who she was out to dinner with. Nobody commented on his gray hair.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper is another one. I would have been, had I allowed myself to go that way, when I was in my 30s, I started getting gray, but I chose not to let myself look that way, so I didn't, until 7 or 8 years ago, let it go natural. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is down on the farm, folks. It's 28 past the hour.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you
these may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mesa Rich, one of the leading owners, operators, and developers of major regional town centers in top markets, is adding public ultra-fast EV charging stations at 12 properties in 6 states. Through its ongoing collaboration with Electrify America, Mesa Ridge began installing EV charging stations in 2016, and the company now counts over 330 charging stations across its portfolio. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. The 2022 Jeep Compass has earned a top safety pick rating from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, IIHS, for 2022. The rating applies to the models equipped with LED projector or LED reflector headlamps when paired with high beam assist. The SUV's top safety pick rating was driven by its performance in 6 IIHS crashworthiness tests that include 3 types of frontal crashes. For more automotive news stories, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
3 people are dead and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed after hitting a dump truck in Missouri. Governor Michael Parson.
It's very unfortunate anytime you have a derailment of a train and multiple cars. It's not a good day.
7 cars have derailed. There are multiple injuries, and we can confirm there are 3 fatalities. 2 on the train and 1 in the dump truck.
The National Transportation Safety Board said it is launching a 14-member go team to investigate the crash. The train originated from Los Angeles and was on its way to Chicago. This comes one day after an Amtrak train collided with a car in California, killing 3 people. At least 42 migrants have been found dead in a tractor trailer in southwest San Antonio, Texas. The investigation is ongoing. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Judges in Louisiana and Utah temporarily blocked state trigger laws that immediately ban abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The lawsuit against trigger laws, which 13 states have on the books, will likely merely delay the bans. After months of climbing prices, Americans finally saw a national average cost of gas go down a little bit. The average price sits at $5.09 per gallon and is expected to continue to drop. Fuel industry analysts say that the decrease was thanks to a drop in oil prices informed by fears over global inflation increases. A Russian court has set the start date of a criminal trial for U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner. This comes more than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession. The Phoenix Mercury star was also ordered to remain in custody for the duration of her criminal trial. She could face 10 years in prison if convicted on charges of large-scale transportation of drugs. Fewer than 1% of defendants in Russian criminal cases are acquitted, and unlike the U.S., acquittals can be overturned. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good time for conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is with me, and as you might imagine, much of our conversation over the next few days will be focused on the realities of the Roe v. Wade decision and some of the ancillary conversations about the people that are on the Supreme Court. John Roberts is the Supreme Court Chief Justice. Is he or isn't he in charge? There are a lot of people who are opining, Jay, about his marginality. He had said, even as recently as last week, that he was going to try to put a sort of a spin on the decision that he knew was going to upset a lot of people, trying to get people to understand what the real background to the law is. Mm-hmm. So with that having been said, we have the overturn. Got it. Now the question is, what other legal changes might be coming? There have been a lot of people talking about the LGBTQ thing.
Oh, yeah. Whether lesbian marriage will be overturned.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So is that something? I would like to deal with the facts. Frankly, the things that Clarence Thomas, for example, has said about the decision that he voted on, and then some of the other things that may be on the docket. Is the Supreme Court on the verge of overturning the constitutional right to same-sex marriage? Is it a constitutional right? If it is, and they were to vote against it, it would sort of fly in the face of the reality that they've said the abortion issue is strictly about the Constitution. So I don't know enough. I did study constitutional law in school and used to think that I knew a lot about it, but I don't anymore. I look around at some of this stuff and think, okay, am I right or am I wrong? The people who are explaining not only did Clarence Thomas write, but Brett Kavanaugh wrote about his reason for wanting to address how the decision was made. He wrote a 12-page treatise on this.
Ahead of time, too.
Yeah.
Which makes you wonder how many other things possibly down the road will be leaked.
Well, yes, that's a good question. Is there any secrecy? There's no secrecy. There's no privacy anymore.
And there shouldn't be secrecy in this. If politicians are serving the American people, then American people need to know even things that are in the works.
Yep. Well, so Kavanaugh writes that overruling Roe does not mean the overturning of other precedents, and specifically referring to the business about same-sex marriage. These rights, they say, are safe. Well, that's what they said about Roe v. Wade when they were up for the hearing. So do you trust him? See, that's the question that I have now. I trust Roberts because I think he's been pretty consistent. I trust the other members, but the three new members, I wouldn't trust them any further than I could throw them. I get the ruling, and on the strictest read, the way I understand it, they are right. I don't like it. Now, is there something we can do to change it? Then you get into a discussion of constitutionality and the court and whether the Constitution should be changed and brought up to date. See, I think the Electoral College ought to be thrown out. There are a lot of things that fly in the face of individual rights and freedoms. But apparently the Constitution doesn't support those. There are a lot of people who say the Constitution guarantees that we should have the Electoral College. Okay, so change it. I think that it flies in the face. And I don't even understand those people who just mouth the words, the MAGAites, who just say, oh, yeah, the Electoral College is the way to go. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. You don't even understand what's happening to your vote. Don't you want your vote to count? I want my vote to count.
Yeah.
And it doesn't in many states because there is this with the majority and all this other stuff. No, I want my vote to count anyway. So we get into that.
In almost every election where the majority of the population in the state votes one way, but the Electoral College in the state, it shows different. And it really does make you sometimes wonder, well, what was the point?
So then there's the business about affirmative action. There are a couple of cases that will be heard next year. One of them challenges the use of race in admissions at a public university. This is in North Carolina, as it turns out. And one of them at a private university, which is Harvard. So should this became the law of the land a long time ago. I remember when I was teaching school, I think that's when it happened, when there was much focus on admissions to colleges based on the color of your skin, much as what we've seen the last couple of years with Black Lives Matter, the tilting of things. What happened? Is there any objectivity? What happened to giving people a job because they were most qualified? What happened to being fair and just? Are we looking? Is it just not human nature to not look at color? Are we doomed to be prejudiced along those lines? Go ahead.
And that is the sad thing, that some of these protocols are put into effect because there are people out there who are very racist still, or ageist, or sexist.
Yep.
Where they are in a hiring, or as far as colleges and universities go, to accept students, they are in those positions. And it's just one of those things that happens. So perhaps maybe we don't put names. We don't put ethnicity. We don't put any of that. Everybody is just not identified in an ambiguous kind of way, but some way where it is truly even, and it doesn't matter what your name is, what your background is, what your ethnicity is, what your religion is, what your gender is, and you are, you're admitted to schools and colleges because of your grades, because of what you did for extracurricular activities.
There are a lot of circumstances where this has been tested in ballot initiatives, referendum questions, and it always loses. Affirmative action always loses because it doesn't seem fair. Now, if you are somebody who's the beneficiary of affirmative action, then you like it. If you aren't, somebody who has lost out on an opportunity because you weren't. And I use this example all the time with my son. My son is my son. He's white, and he's, you know, he's a male.
He's a white male, yeah.
He's a white male. So he can't get a job in a writing room. He's a script writer. And he's a white straight male. Yeah, a white straight male. And he's been told at least a dozen times in the past year when he was up for a job as a writer on a television show, various television shows, that they would love to hire him because he's very qualified, but he's straight white male. They don't hire. You got to be gay, you got to be black, you got to be something, which, interestingly enough, doesn't represent. You see all these TV shows that are coming and going because they're in for eight and then they're out, eight or ten episodes, and then they never come back again because they don't reflect what's real in the world. They're reflecting this strange, one-sided, narrow view of life. And most of the time it's not funny. Most of the time it's not real. Most of the time it doesn't reflect what's going on with a lot of people. And the fact that you think that you can, that your point of view, because you're gay or whatever the other, you know, you're something that's not from the mainstream, I get that there have been a lot of people didn't get jobs before because of the, that they were as described. But now, the pendulum has swung like Black Lives Matter. The pendulum has swung way too far in the other direction. And so you go back to the court. Does the court come in and balance the reality of, is there going to be some, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some kind of a challenge to something specific about Black Lives Matter that'll make it to the Supreme Court. And who knows what they'll do. But there is this whole business about, they're very contentious. Listen, I don't have these conversations with my friends or my family for the most part because I just don't want to get into it with them, one way or the other. So, you know, the election laws, that is a whole other can of worms. Are we prejudiced in the way we handle elections? And because people are black, they can't get a driver's license, and therefore we're discriminating. Why can't a black person get a driver's license? What difference does it make whether you're black or white? People say, well, you don't live in the South. Okay, that's true, I don't. And I wouldn't because maybe of stuff. There's nothing about living, and I don't want this to sound the wrong way.
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah, okay, thank you for saving me.
Whether or not they pass the test. And there are fees that you have to pay, and not everybody can afford that. Mm-hmm. And it's just there's a lot that go into it. But also, and even not with driver's license, there are state IDs. And I think state IDs have less fees. But when you think of a family who is on welfare and they're not taking advantage of the system, they are truly using every amount of money that comes in, they probably are not thinking of those. They probably don't want to put their money towards fees to get the state ID when that could go towards food to feed their child, yeah, while they themselves continue to be hungry just so their child eats. There's so many different circumstances.
45 past the hour. Comments from social media after this.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All in one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine a spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
5:46 after the hour, discussing the importance of kindness and respect. This is something that is part of this whole debate. And you asked the question about agreeing and disagreeing. So what are you getting for answers from some of the listeners, Jay?
Yeah. Just the whole, we see it a lot on social media. If somebody doesn't like another person's opinion, it turns into this fight and there's not a lot of kindness anymore. Doug Thacker says we need to love more and hate less. There's too much negativity in our world.
Yep.
Melissa Zimmer chimes in, I appreciate Doug and all his hard work in putting the show together all these many years. I don't know what I would do without the show, talking about the how it was good day before, then became DJV, and it's good day again. But having different voices, different opinions, and always, not always agreeing, but always respectfully hearing each other out. That matters.
Well, it's important in my life. I want to have this program stand for something like that. And so I appreciate the fact she gets it. Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, and D.L. Ford touches on that, too, chiming in that the show, always a thoughtful opinion on topics, not agenda-driven. D.L. doesn't always agree with the opinions given on the show, but it's always happening in a respectful way.
See, I think that's part of that. Part of it is me, and part of it the inside baseball stuff. Jay's father, Mike McVeigh, as one of the most prominent of all of the consultants in the radio world, and it's taken me a long time to get to him. I've gone through a lot of other consultants because I've always thought over the years that I wasn't the smartest guy and didn't have a corner on knowledge, and I wanted to get input from other people as to how maybe the best way to handle the situation or to approach things on the air. So we have become what Mike describes as the other show. The other program among many that are one-sided, lopsided, and boring as hell, frankly, at least for me. I mean, a lot of people love to listen to the same rah-rah shish kumbah all the time. That's great. Plenty of shows out there for that. But what about people like Melissa and Mr. Ford and Mr. Thacker and others who feel like we need to have a discussion and discourse and not everything is in stone? That's the way I have always been, frankly. And probably will always be. I left the Republican Party. People say, he's a rhino. I'm not a real good Republican. Not a good Republican anymore if you don't embrace Trump. Well, you know, there are a lot of good things about Trump. His personality isn't one of them. And that's kind of how I judge. He did a lot of things that were great.
He came in with a business mentality.
Yep.
And to a degree, that is what
is his own worst enemy.
Kind of needed. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I wish that there was somebody like him that didn't have his personality. Frankly, can we find somebody with those values and those views who are not like likes to stick a stick mm-hmm. into everybody's eye, poke them in the eye with a stick. That's the part of it that doesn't work for me, and that's why I say he's his own worst enemy. It's 10 before the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's time for us to straighten out that mess at your house with the mess manager extraordinaire, Tom Kreitler, is here. He's straightened out all the aspects of my life, including what's going on down in the barn. I have lots of things that need to be straightened out down at the barn at the farm. But we're not talking to just people who have problems with the barn. People who have problems with their home. And maybe Emily, who's one of the listeners to this program, has a problem that many other people are reflecting on at this time of year, Tom. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country and around the world every weekend. Also have a great podcast and newsletter. So she, this lady Emily, has carpenter bees drilling holes into the wood on her porch. So how soon before the porch collapses, I guess, is the question, right?
I tell you what, carpenter bees are really annoying because I find that they're very aggressive. When you get close to them, they go right in your face. And one of the reasons for that is they actually can't sting. That's the one kind of bee that doesn't sting.
Good.
They're very, very large, though, so they kind of freak people out. But more importantly, they do damage your house, and they typically damage fascia and soffit and soft woods around the trim on the outside of the house. And all they're really doing is they're drilling holes in to try to lay eggs. So they're looking for a place to nest. But all of those holes being drilled in there certainly can amount to a problem. So how do you get rid of them? Well, you got to treat them for one thing, because you can try to fill those holes, but I find that they come back from time to time if you do that. But if you want to slow them down, you can fill those holes in the off season, by the way, when it gets cooler out. One of the ways that I got rid of carpenter bees, Doug, I had my garage, as you have been to my house, you know, it's a standalone building.
Yeah.
They were destroying the fascia on the outside, the piece behind the gutter. What I did is I popped the gutter off and I replaced it with a product called Azek, which is a composite product. It's a PVC styled wood product. And it was funny. The first year I did that, they kept coming back, and it was kind of like they were just trying to figure it out. They're like, looks like wood, doesn't taste like wood. Eventually they gave up and went away. So, so you treat them, you fill the holes, or you replace the wood with something that they cannot eat.
There you go. That may be a good prescription for people who are trying to lose weight, too. Right? The circumstances.
Let me think about that.
All right. There's a new sweepstakes at Money Pit. So what are we getting and what do we have to do?
Yeah, it's actually, there's only 3 days left, so now's your chance. It's called the Floof Proof Pet Sweepstakes. If you are, if you have a pet, if you're a pet lover, all you need to do is post the picture of your pet with the hashtag LLFloofProof on Instagram. You can do it once a day now for 3 more days. LLFloofProof. You can win a $1,000 gift card. We've got 3 of them to give away to LL Flooring. Plus, we've got a $400 Bissell vacuum cleaner. We've got some Chewy gift cards. Or you could just go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes if you're not on Instagram. Moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter once a day and earn bonus entries by sharing the sweeps with friends.
I have figured out what LL means. For those of you who are fans of LL Cool J, LL means ladies love. So in this case, ladies love flooring. That's what this is.
Lumber Liquidators is now LL Flooring.
Ah,
LL
Floof
Proof on Instagram.
Got it. Okay. Lumber Liquidators.
Ladies love. Those guys know that, I'm sure.
Ladies love. That's right. Okay, Lumber Liquidators and Ladies Love. Next episode of the Money Pit Podcast has an easy way for you to extend the life of your roof. I'd be interested in hearing this.
Yeah, there's a product called RoofMax that we looked into, which is a treatment for asphalt shingles. And if your shingles are, say, less than 20 years old and you want to like push them up to 25 or even 30, you can treat the shingles and it restores the flexibility to the shingle. Really interesting product. Lots of research on it. Completely viable idea and approach and installed.
All right, so I've got some older shingles on one of the roofs part of the house that beginning to crinkle. So if I put this stuff on, will it flatten them out?
It will not flatten them out, Doug, but it will extend their life within a certain range. So you have to have them look at it first because they'll tell you if it'll work. If it's really, really old, like if you got a 30, 40-year-old shingled roof, it's not going to do anything for it. But if it's on the edge.
Got it.
We'll restore it in maybe 5 more years.
Here's 30 seconds on the latest Money Pit newsletter. What's the hot story?
We talk about how to build outdoor kitchens. Boy, that's a popular topic.
Ooh, yeah,
these
very.
Days. And, you know, it can be easy because of all the modular bricks that are out. There's a product called Rumblestone, for example, that you can stack these up like building blocks. And they don't need mortar. You just use a dab of construction adhesive in between them. And you can make outdoor kitchens. You can make fire pits. You can make planters, benches, you name it.
Find it at moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/newsletter. Tom Kreidler here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.